Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is our Pro Insider Special. This is where we talk for the pros out there, whether you're a residential remodeler, house builder, maybe you sell tile in a tile store, or a kitchen and bath designer. This episode is for you. We do this every single Thursday. And of course, if you're not in the trades, you're more than welcome to join us. But this is our focus today. Well, today I wanted to talk about something that all of us in the trades kind of watched happen this week. And we are not throwing shade on anyone here, but I wanted to talk about how to learn from failure. Because sometimes the best laid plans fall badly apart. And that really happened this week with Design and Construction Week, the International Builder Show and Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. They were going to be the leading technology out there for a trade show with the latest in virtual technology for the show floor or the expo floor where you go around and see everybody's booth. It was going to be stunning. Except they couldn't get it started this week. So the expo show floor where we had, I think, 350 exhibitors, we couldn't hit the run button on that one. So that was a unfortunate failure for the week. And I feel so bad for all of you that rushed, hurried, built all of these wonderful virtual reality booths that none of your consumers could see. And it was super unfortunate. And it started out with, on Tuesday, where they couldn't get the opening ceremony up and running with Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs and Discovery Channel. That would have been great to see. And then they couldn't get the show floor up and running. So something went sideways, and they're taking care of people, they're giving money back, they're doing all that stuff, but it's just absolutely unfortunate. So what can we learn from this? And there's always something to be learned by a failure. This one here, clearly someone in the media organization side of it didn't stress test this enough with the right enough people that, 30,000, 40,000 people were going to jump onto this system all at the same time and clearly overload it. So this is a great opportunity to talk about how do you prevent these things from happening? How do you prevent similar things from happening in your business? And how do you learn from it and pivot and fix it for next time? So clearly they didn't have enough stress testing on this system before it went live. And what I mean by that is, they didn't throw 50,000 people at it all at once to see if it could handle people diving in and looking around. And that's where technology can fall on its face, is that You get users using it all at the same time. Things get unbalanced, kind of like electrical. You get things unbalanced and things go sideways. And that's seemingly what happened. And so they tried to do some different things and just couldn't put it back together. So when you're trying new things in your business and trying new things in your company or even your personal career, paying attention and making sure that you've focused on measuring those results and that you've got things kind of lined up correctly is a really big key. Maybe you've got a presentation you're doing to a new client. Have you run through and made sure that your PowerPoint works correctly? Have you double-checked those slides? Are you sure that you can talk for 20 minutes when you're supposed to talk for 20 minutes? All of those little things are things you can control. And that's what this is really about, taking care of things you can control. Many times we worry about things that we have no control over. And when we have no control over them and we worry about them and it slows us down, of course that's wasted energy because there's nothing we can do about it. So, first off, focus on what you can control. Now, if I was a manager of this system, I would have loved to have seen that company prove to me in a stress test that that would have worked. But these guys have never done this before. So many times, you don't know the questions to ask. And you heard me, giving the Consumer Electronics Show a little bit of a hard time last month because their show is really simple. They had a website. You went under the website for each brand that was out there, each company, and there was pictures and video. I was like, wow, not that impressive for a quote-unquote virtual event. Well, guess what? It worked. So I know everybody would have much rather had something that worked. So sometimes big and flashy can bite you. Sometimes just getting the information out there is key. So something to think about in your own business, your own trade, is what do you learn from a failure? Maybe you had a deadline that you were going to get that customer's house handed over to them by Friday. And if you're in Portland here where I'm at, it's 34 degrees and getting colder, and we got probably a foot of snow coming in many parts, and we ain't built for snow, you got a rough road ahead of you today and tomorrow. So these are things, and that's going to be out of your control. If you can get there, are you going to have people there? Yeah, I don't know if you're going to have people there, depending on where the roads are. So think about controlling the things you can control, making sure that you learn from those mistakes. If you have something that fails badly, it is great to go back and dissect it and figure out where things broke and how do you prevent that from happening again and how do you learn to be able to see where that failed, right? That way you can identify it sooner and maybe pull the plug on it sooner. And then the last one that I wanted to talk about is communication. And that's where many times just that train comes off the rails. Have a consistent communication stream with the person you're dealing with. That's one thing here with the Kitchen & Bath Show that I think they were so focused on the problem, they did not turn around and tell everybody behind them, hey, I'll give you an update at X. Because there was a 12, 14-hour stint there that everyone was looking at Twitter, Instagram, trying to see if there was an update, and there was none. And they had told everybody they would email us with an update. That email never came, except for the press release. So communication is sometimes the biggest key, because if you could sit there and say, hey, Houston, we have a problem, and then communicate that problem, go, hey, we're trying this, we're trying that, we're going to see if we can fix it. Problems get out of hand when you don't communicate the problem. They get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm not saying throw somebody under the bus. I'm saying make sure and communicate that you've got that problem and that you're doing your best to fix it. That way you got a chance for a little bit of grace from the other side. If you don't communicate it and you hold up and you just start focusing on fixing it and don't tell anybody, that's where it fails. All right, everybody. This is our Pro Insider special this week. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up on Saturday, we've got a lot of great interviews with a bunch of people from the International Building Show, Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and, of course, Design Construction Week. All that big show will be up this weekend, and we've got some great people to talk to. And there'll be a lot more coming up in future episodes, so stay tuned with that. And, of course, if you're in the Northwest here where we got some weather hitting us, I know the East Coast and the Midwest has got it too. So all of us Northern State people out there, make sure you keep it safe. We're wishing we're down south with the rest of you down there where maybe it's 50 or 60 degrees or even 70 degrees down in our southern states. Thanks, guys, for tuning in today. Really appreciate it. Stay safe out there for the rest of your work week. You've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.